This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They are back in the U.S. Americans who were quarantined on a cruise ship in Japan because of the coronavirus. And some of them have the virus, says the State Department. Julie Walker reports on the chartered flights that brought them back overnight.
One plane touched down at Travis Air Force Base in California, the other Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Cheryl and Paul Molesky from Syracuse, New York, were on those evacuated flights after having spent 27 days on the cruise ship, 12 of them in quarantine. Now they'll spend another 2 weeks in quarantine with the other 340 or so Americans to make sure they don't have the coronavirus.
Even though it's going to be 2 more weeks, we're just ready for the next step on this crazy journey.
The State Department says 14 of the evacuees confirmed they have the coronavirus but were allowed to board the flight because they did not have symptoms. I'm Julie Walker.
People in and around the Mississippi capital of Jackson are bracing for more flooding as the rain-swollen Pearl River continues to rise. In a suburb of Jackson, John and Gina Smith were rowing to their home to check on flood damage, and they discovered about a foot and a half of water inside. The Pearl River is expected to crest today at 37.5 feet. With more rain expected, the governor says it'll stay high for 3 to 4 days. Kawhi Leonard is the winner of the NBA's first Kobe Bryant MVP award. The NBA honored Leonard and Kobe Bryant at its All-Star game over the weekend. Kawhi Leonard says he's got a special place in his home for this award.
My trophy room, and just be able to see, you know, Kobe name on there, it just means a lot to me.
In Paterson, New Jersey, a man who made it out of his burning apartment building but ran back in to try to save others died after jumping off the burning building. This is AP News. And to the movies now with our Ben Thomas.
Sonic the Hedgehog is a movie based on a video game.
Gotta go fast.
And from the looks of the box office, it works. It debuted at number one with an estimated $57 million.
You know what a harlequin is.
Last week's top movie, Birds of Prey, lands in second, followed by two newcomers.
Let me officially welcome you to Fantasy Island.
A horror remake of the 70s TV show.
People die here.
What?
I'm wondering if it's not too early in the night to kiss you.
And The Photograph.
It wasn't too early.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Europe's busiest airport, London's Heathrow, is still feeling the effects of technical issues that fouled up weekend travel. Dozens of British Airways arrivals have been disrupted this morning. British Airways says it brought in extra personnel to help affected passengers. It says the technical issues have now been resolved. Rita Foley, AP News.